Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. England successfully battered through the final day of the fourth and final test against India in Nagpur to claim a first test series win in India since 1985. Centuries from Warwickshire pair Jonathan Trott, who made 143, and Ian Bell, who was unbeaten on 116, ended India's faint victory hopes as England closed on 352 for 4, having never looked in much danger. The pair stretched their fourth wicket partnership to 208 before Trott was dismissed, but there were to be no further breakthroughs for India. Joe Root hit Ravi Chandran Ashwin for 6 early in his innings to underline England's control. He ended unbeaten on 20 when hands were shaken during the final session. England took home the series in emphatic fashion by 2-1 after wins in Mumbai and Kolkata nullified India's early success in Ahmedabad. Sri Lanka face an uphill task on the final day if they are to avoid defeat in the first test against Australia in Hobart. They lost both openers in their pursuit of 393 as the pitch began to show signs of alarmingly uneven bounce. It is now left to the experienced pair of Mahela Jayawardena and Kumar Sangakkara to draw on all of their class once again to try to save their side. They closed day 4 on 65 for 2, but Australia were also 2 down in terms of personnel, as both Ben Hilfenhaus and Michael Clarke had to leave the field due to injury. Australia were earlier bowled out for 278 in their second innings. Meg Lanning hit the quickest century by an Australian to power her side to a 9-wicket victory over New Zealand women in the third one-day international in Sydney. Lanning's 103 in 50 balls eased Australia past a 178-run target, and the victory means they have retained the Rose Bowl with one game remaining. Australia first put in a fine bowling effort to bowl New Zealand out for 177, as Aaron Osborne returned 3 for 32. Lanning and Alyssa Healy, who made 62, then put on 146 together for the first wicket to swiftly bat New Zealand out of the game. Lanning's innings contained 18 fours and 3 sixes and beat Karen Rolton's record of a century in 57 balls. She reached the landmark in just 45 deliveries.